This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm going to read a verse from Colossians first. This is Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he, Jesus, let me start a little bit earlier. Verse 16. For in him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth. In him they were all created. Not just by him, but in him. Visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything. It was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. That is so powerful. And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of the cross, through him. And I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, he's reconciled all things. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's a powerful verses that I want today to kind of give us a bigger vision of the finished work of Christ in terms of what God accomplished. Not in terms of what every person's yet received or believed or embraced or accepted. A person can buy a gift for someone and it be purchased by them and the price has been paid by them. But the person who they bought it for and that transaction has been completed never receives it. If they never receive it, it's never personalized. It never becomes something they get to experience. But it doesn't mean that the gift wasn't fully purchased. It says in verse 14, 2 Corinthians 5. These are familiar verses. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. Jesus didn't die for some of the world. The idea of limited atonement is a foolish idea. Jesus died for the whole world. And so Paul's conclusion here, the Holy Spirit speaking through him says, having concluded, the love of Christ controls us, having concluded. He said, this is the conclusion we've come to that's helped provoke us to be controlled by the love of Christ in relationship to the world and to others. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. Now, what does that mean? We've talked about this a lot. Jesus didn't just die for us. He died as us. And all of collective humanity was taken into his person. All of guilty, sin-enslaved humanity went to the cross in Jesus, and that person collectively was crucified. The sin-diseased person was crucified, humanity, and buried, and raised up in him all of humanity as new creations in Christ. If he died for all, and he died for all as their representative, as them, then all died. And he died for all that they who live, those who choose to receive this gift of new creation, he died for all that they who live should no longer live for themselves. He just talked about being controlled by the love of Christ. But for him who died and rose again on our behalf. Therefore, in light of what he's just said, from now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, he's saying that in a context of no longer recognizing people according to the flesh. Now, all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the whole world to himself. So he talks about two different people in these passages. The fact that Jesus died for all, therefore all died in him. The whole world, in a sense, died in him and was crucified and buried. And then a whole new world and a whole new humanity emerged in the resurrection, in the risen Christ. That's true for every single person. But it might not be the experience of every single person, because not everyone lives, because not everyone believes. When he says in these verses, now all these things are from God. God did all this. He's the only one who could do it. He didn't need our help. He couldn't use our help. He accomplished what fallen, broken humanity couldn't accomplish. God did. He said, all these things are from God who reconciled us. Who's the us he's referring to? Those who believe, Christians. Those who are in Christ experientially and personally. Now, all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. But then he gave us, who now are personally and experientially enjoying the new creation that Jesus accomplished through our union with him in his death, burial, and resurrection. And he's given us the ministry of reconciliation, namely this, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Our calling, our assignment, is to go forth and to preach the gospel and to tell every human being that you have been made a new creation in Christ. You don't have to live like this anymore. The whole world's been reconciled to him. You've been forgiven. There is waiting in reservation for you a whole new creation in union with the life of Jesus. Go read the life of Jesus. If that life seems fascinating to you, that's been accomplished for you. Just believe. That's why it goes on. He says, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against him. That's the world. He's committed to us the word of reconciliation. What word? God has accomplished it for you. You're forgiven. You're a new creation in Christ. He accomplished that for you. Don't you want to experience that? Don't you want to know what it's like to have life and life more abundant in this world? Or do you want to live the rest of your life and throughout eternity, living the rest of your life thinking that you're still separated from God, that you're still unforgiven, and then spend all of eternity in that place? I remember when I was in Bible college years ago, one of my really great professors said, if you read through the New Testament, you'll discover that nobody is going to go to hell because of their sin, first and foremost, but because of their unbelief. They'll die in their sin because they never believed that God took care of the sin. They refuse to embrace what he's done. Therefore, we are ambassadors in Christ, as though God were entreating through us. God speaking through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. As ambassadors, the ministry of reconciliation, be reconciled to God. He's reconciled himself to you. He's reconciled the whole world to him. Now you take that final step. Just believe. You can't add anything to it. Just believe. Now here's the cool thing. When Paul said he was a new creation, old things are passed away, all things have become new, he says that immediately after saying, I'm being controlled by the love of Christ, knowing this, that Christ died for all, therefore all died. And he says, from now on, therefore, we recognize no one according to the flesh. What is Paul saying? This is the remarkable thing. This is how big it is. Paul says, when he saw people, no matter who they were, he saw what Jesus has done for them. He saw who they were in Christ, accomplished 2,000 years ago. That's who he saw. And the love of Christ compelled him. He saw, it's kind of like if you go to a counselor, but it's much, much bigger. Livia always used to say this, that when she counsels people, she used to love to counsel people and used to say the crazier they were, the more she enjoyed counseling them. Because she didn't just see them for who they were, she saw them for what they could be. God accomplished already for them what they can be, but they have to accept that gift. That's the greatest gift of all. Not just the gift that you're tapped and forgiven, you're going to go to heaven one day and not hell, but the greatest gift of all. What is everybody I know would say, if you could start over again, would you do it over again? Or some things that you wouldn't do and avoid? I go, oh yeah. Oh yeah. If I could be born again, you were. You've already been made a new self. You can have that life. That's the greatest gift of all. And to see people through those eyes, even the quote, worst human being that you know, who's a scoffer and a mocker of Jesus, to see them in Christ. I don't mean experientially. I don't mean in their walk. I mean from God's perspective, what he did for them. If Christ died for all, they died too. And were buried and raised up with Jesus. The only thing that separates me from them is I've received the gift. It's been paid for. It's been purchased. That's the great message of the New Testament. That was the great expectation. Not that one day Jesus would come and God would do something and one day we'd get to go to heaven. That's going to be awesome. But that there would be a whole new humanity. That'd be the creation of a whole new world. And we're already seeing the emerging of the kingdom, the inauguration of the kingdom, his resurrection, and a whole new world emerging, and it will be manifested fully. But it's already been accomplished at the cross. And our part of being a new creation, when I hear things, you know, about some horrible person or some Muslim terrorist, and he kills people and does these things, and they capture him and kill him and kill their children, and people celebrate that, I have a hard time celebrating that. I'm grateful that justice has been done so that people can't be hurt anymore. You with me? I understand that that's necessary. So I'm not saying that that's wrong. I understand it's necessary. But my heart breaks because I know that that person was made new in Christ and they're never going to get to experience it for eternity now. I think it breaks the heart of God. And I think that's what Paul meant when he said, the love of Christ controls me and I don't recognize men according to the flesh anymore. I see them through the eyes of God. And I see them not just what they can be, but what God's already done for them. And I get the chance to go and proclaim that to them and say, you don't have to do anything. Just receive it by faith. Your greatest dream to start over, but this time start over as a superhuman with heavenly life. That's the word of reconciliation. That's how big the cross and the resurrection of Jesus is. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.